Afternoon, everyone. It's Lee Hodge. I'm heading outside. Every time I seem to go outside, I seem to time it so that the water feature isn't switched on. So I've got to bring the washing in a minute. So before I do, I shall take you over to the water feature. Here we are. Let me sit down next to it. There we are. That's our water feature. If I sit my iPhone on the log bench and describe the water feature to you, starting at the top, you have what is meant to feel like, and it does actually feel quite like it would. It's made out of resin, the whole unit. The design is that you've got part of a tree. You have one log going across diagonally with very, very sharp ends, because it's almost like someone's hacked the log in pieces. So you've got a log going across diagonally. And leading down from that log, you have a whole, what feels like, trunk of a tree, almost. Much thicker log. Near the right-hand end, leading right down to the bottom of the unit. The idea of it is that it's part of a tree that's been, a stump of a tree, that's been left bare of branches and twigs and everything. So it's like a great, the bottom of the unit is a great big wide fat stump with knobbles, and just like it would be if it was naturally affected by the weather and so on. And it goes up into like a Y shape, a V shape either side, and then this branch grows across sort of slightly near the top, slightly down, and another branch also sticks out a bit further as well. A bit further down. And what you have is on the top of the diagonal noble log is a squirrel. And the squirrel, its back legs are on the very top of the log, and it's climbing down. So its back legs are on the top log, and its front legs are halfway down the left-hand side of the V, as if it's climbing down to get water. And its tail's in the air, right at the top, and curled over. So you can actually feel all this detail, it's beautiful. And then what you've got is, you've got three levels the water goes through on the actual middle of the tree trunk. The very top of the very top one is very shallow, almost like a shovel type shape. So it's almost like a shovel type shape, the top one, quite shallow. The next one down is a bit deeper again, and you can hear the difference when I put my hand near it, it stops running through. That's a much deeper shovel. And then the very bottom in the base of the tree stump is the pool where it collects, and then it's fed back up along the log and starts all over again. And in each of the three basins, if you like, are LED lights, which I believe are a bluey-white colour. Obviously it runs on electric, and we've got it wired into the house, so we can. So it runs on a timer, 9 in the morning till 9 at night. And I believe it looks quite stunning when it's dark, when the LEDs light up. It lit up all the time. I was trying to explain the shape of it, Jess, because it's like a big stump at the bottom of a Y.
Is it
like a log? It's like a Y shape. Watch, my phone's on the log seat. And then
is
you've
it
got
log?
Large branching. It is. It's a tree stump, basically.
Oh, it was a seat.
And the squirrel's is climbing down towards the middle basin of water,
yeah,
as if it's trying to get a drink. Jess is just topping it up, because in the humid weather, obviously the water evaporates and it becomes quieter. Yes. So, and apparently it's brown wood and then obviously a red squirrel climbing down and blue LEDs, blue
and
white
its
LEDs.
Its mouth is just where?
It's trying to go drink out of the middle basin. It's turning to do that, and that's the feel. Yeah. It's turning towards the basin. So, that's the shape of the feature, and it's got a lovely sound to it. Some water features sound, I don't know, they don't sound right. We used to have an indoor one which didn't sound half as nice as this one.
No.
So, as you can hear, it's very effective and very, very elegant from what people have said to us. And believe it or not, it came from Amazon. Amazon sell a wide range of outdoor water features.
It's quite cheap.
And this one was on offer at the time. We saved about £150 on it. So, we timed it right. So there you go. We're promising to record the water feature for some time.
Oh dear.
And never got round to it. So that's our water feature. I hope you've enjoyed the description of it. And I've got to go and move myself and get the washing in now. We wanted, when we had the garden done, we said we wanted a water feature. We both like them. And this one is lovely because a friend of ours had a huge water feature, much bigger than this. This one, if I'm 5'7", and the top of the squirrel's tail, which is the highest point, comes just below my hip. So I'd say it's about four foot high. I'm not tall, I'm only 5'7". The one our friends had was much bigger, but it was made of pot, and it was like fruit. And what I found with that one, it got disgustingly dirty. Do you remember Mike and Stella's water feature they had with the fruit on?
Yeah.
And it got horrible. It wasn't. It went all, because it was made of pot of rather than resin. It went all slimy and horrible. So I said no, I don't want one of them. Anyway, there you go, that's the water feature. On top of the boxes, I didn't bring it out, I brought the phone out. I was going to do it in a minute. It's cooled down nicely here. The weather is much cooler. It's quite hot in the sun this afternoon, but we've got a lovely breeze back, so thankfully it is degrees cooler here, because we've had some really hot weather. Poor Emily was sick twice last week with the heat. But thankfully, the sun's here, but it's cooler. So let's hope it stays like this. I'm not a big fan of the really, really hot weather. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed that little feature about the water feature. And I was requested to do that. I kept forgetting. So I've done it now at long last. Have a nice day, everyone.